My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live, the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Giants fans are all lined up on the phones, and we will get to them this segment. But we've got a chance to look at Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets tonight for the first time. And I mentioned earlier that it's a little scary to think about two guys that we watched yesterday come off of major injuries and look really shaky in their first game back in Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins. But you know, you do have the Aaron Rodgers injury happening week one, you know, four plays into the season, where you had those other guys getting hurt later in the season. But man, you want to talk about two guys. I mean, Kirk Cousins more so than Daniel Jones, because Kirk Cousins has a little bit more of a history of being good. But both those guys did not look like they were ready to play, rehabbing, coming off major injuries and rehab.
I was thinking that Kirk Cousins, when the schedule first came out, there was all that excitement. You're getting traded. You're signing as a free agent. You get this big money contract. You got all these really good players down there around you. You got a new coach coming in. It's a new offense. All that crap going on. And there's all that excitement in the offseason. Then they draft Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. looks great in practice, looks great in the preseason game he plays. And you know they don't want to start a quarterback controversy down there. I wouldn't be surprised if down there in Atlanta that they're already screaming and yelling about this whole thing. But it does take time for guys to figure each other out and to get used to playing. But I'm sure when he saw that schedule, he said, oh my God, I got to play the Steelers. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because they are a pain in the ass. They play that 3-4 defense and they do it better than anybody. And you have to kind of change your entire offensive protection when it comes to passing because of what they do on defense. And of course, they got one of the best pass rushers in the NFL in TJ Watt. So that came to fruition yesterday, and it was just an awful day for Cousins.
Yeah, it really was. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to have the same type of struggles tonight, but he is playing one of the best teams on the road. So, I mean, if the first couple of drives don't look great, don't totally freak out and go crazy about it.
The other thing I would say, too, is that, like Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions, said, look, man, the first 4 weeks of the season are just, everybody's trying to figure out who we are, who they are, where they're weak, how they can fix things. You go back and you try not to overreact. It's easy to overreact for us here in New York because of the Giants' performance yesterday was so bad and just so pathetic, especially on offense. But, you know, you got to try to keep a reality base of like, okay, this is the way it started. It's not great. You don't want to go 0-2. 0-2 is like a death knell when you look at the, you know, the history of the NFL, although we are into a 17-game season, so that may change a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the panic is on in a number of cities right now as we sit here and speak.
That's right. And, of course, with the Giants, I don't even know if it's panic anymore as much as it is just frustration and disgust. Let's go to Vito in Jersey City. What's going on, Vito?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. First things first, sorry. You know, this is like my first time calling in. I'm a little nervous, but I just want to get things off my chest about, Daniel Jones' performance yesterday. I went to FanFest with a good buddy of mine, and, I feel that, he let the legends and their families down with just such a poor performance like that, every Giants fan is feeling the same way how we're all feeling this morning. I just feel like, he just let the heart and the soul of the New York Football Giants organization down. And to me, he's a disgrace to the Giants.
I mean, listen, Vito, that is an intense take that he let the legends and the family of the legends down. I think
we all realized that this morning was going to be a bloodbath when it came to the right. Giants. And unfortunately for Daniel Jones, as we have warned.
Yeah.
We have warned.
But let me just try to provide a little bit of insight, being someone who's been on, the other side of things, maybe being able to be around some of these legends, if you will. You want to think that the guys who played many years ago really deeply care about every single thing that goes on. But I can guarantee you, most of those guys showed up there. There was a red carpet rolled out for them. They ended up watching from a box. They had some drinks. They ate some snacks. They were with their families on a beautiful day. They've got memories of their own playing career where they had won championships or were Pro Bowlers or had great times. Every person, especially when the team sucks, every other Giant fan that saw them, if they were a legend, was giving them positive reactions and taking pictures, and they felt great, and they went home and probably like, that was a great day. And they didn't think once about how much Daniel Jones sucked. Not
well,
one time.
I will say this. For guys that are legacy players like Phil Simms, who played for only one franchise, and he dealt with a lot of what Daniel Jones is dealing with early in his career. We tend to forget that. And so did Eli Manning, for that matter. We tried to tell Daniel Jones that when we interviewed him at Giant Camp this summer.
Yeah.
When I was around Phil and the Giants played poorly, it really did cut him to his core. He hated it. I don't necessarily have the same feelings about the Jets, of course, because when I was here, it was, it was crazy times. I certainly don't have that feeling about the Cardinals. I do have a little bit of the feeling about the Bengals because, I played 10 years there. But for the legacy players that were there yesterday, that hurts them. They don't want to see that.
I'm not saying they want to see it, but let's not act like Lawrence Taylor went home and cried in his soup because Daniel Jones stunk yesterday. Come on,
cried in his soup, but I do know that, as a legacy player for that franchise and to be like a top 10 player or be the best player in franchise history, that performance yesterday, that he feels like he lost.
It's hard for me to argue on this because you are a legacy player and I'm not. I'm not
a legacy player like those guys.
I know, but those guys only played
for that team only. They didn't play
I'm not saying they don't care about how the Giants do. I just know in a day like that, when someone's had success in their life, for the most part, like they probably still had a good day and weren't looking at like, Daniel Jones let me down today as a Giant legend.
Hey, at least when I got into the Ring of Honor, the Bengals won. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, well.
Everybody was happy.
Everybody was happy. Greg in Connecticut, what's going on, Greg?
My grandpa got our season tickets in the 1950s. Polo Grounds, Yankee Stadium, it all. I've never called into sports radio. I got kids now. I care about that way more. But I feel demoralized and defeated. I do not blame Daniel Jones more. I blame Coach Dable more. I blame conservative play calling. When you have nothing to lose, let's throw the ball downfield. At least give the fans some hope. I pat Dexter Lawrence and Xavier McKinney on the back as the two guys that I feel like, really came out and excited yesterday. But besides,
Xavier McKinney was in Brazil picking off passes from Jalen Hurts, so he wasn't anywhere near MetLife Stadium yesterday.
No, I'm
fans are out of their minds today. You know, and I feel bad because I feel their pain, man. I feel it. I tell you, I feel it more than most simply because I get it. I get it while the game is going on. I get it afterwards, and they're all saying the same thing that last guy just said.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah, I don't got, guy said, I don't call sports talk radio. Well, just don't start. Make that be your last call. God. Let's go to Joe in North Belmore. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, boys. I don't know how to follow up those two last calls. I'm going to try to do better than that, gentlemen.
All right. Just keep it clean. We're fine.
Like Vito and Andrew Dice Clay are following up. So, listen. Obviously, Jones has played poorly. I'm a Jones supporter. I think he's been dealt a bad hand over the last couple of years. But obviously, yesterday, he did not look well. My question to you, Boomer, is two questions. One, has Joe Shane even drafted anyone other than Kayvon that has added to this team? You know, that is a star or even close to being a star. I mean, look at Hyatt. He has 16 snaps. Bellinger, 16 snaps. Robinson can play. Banks is okay. JMS, Michael Smith can't see the field. If Neil is awful, you know, what are we doing here? At least Gettleman drafted some stars with Dexter, Thomas, Barkley, McKinney. You know, McKinney I played yesterday, accordingly to the last caller. And my actual football question is, sorry, I'm just ranting, but my football question to you, Boomer, is two plays. When they had a blitzer on the left side that came unblocked.
And Daniel and didn't see him. Thank you. But Daniel didn't see him.
Now, is that on Michael Smith at all to call that out, to Thomas to call out, or is it all on the receiver and the quarterback?
All right, so I'm just going to tell you right now, Joe, I saw the same play, and Daniel Jones has got to see that. Daniel Jones is in shotgun. You got to see it. It can't just be, like, devoid of understanding what's happening. And, I know Kenny Albert was doing the game. I'm not sure who he was doing the game with.
Jonathan Vilma, right?
Is that Jonathan Vilma? Okay. I mean, from a quarterback standpoint, you have to identify the defense and what they're doing to you. And that, to me, is just as egregious, not reacting to that blitz the way you're supposed to react to it, slide the line to it, throw a receiver hot to it. I think there was a shallow cross coming underneath that was probably going to be the hot receiver. But, you know, bailing out of the pocket all the time is not a safe way, or you're not doing your offensive lineman any favors. And, you know, that is on the quarterback. Now, I don't know how they call their offense. I don't know what their rules are. I don't know whether or not Daniel Jones can audible at the line of scrimmage to get out of a particular play if he sees something. But that's a glaring problem if you are a sixth-year quarterback and there is your guard is covered, your tackle's covered, and there's a guy standing on the end of the line that there is nobody in the backfield to block. And that guy comes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an answer for that. And the quarterback is the one that has to respond to that in some way, shape, or form. And they either caught him at the right time, at the right place, with the right blitz, or they were unprepared for it, or Daniel just didn't see it. And the third of those particular instances is the worst of all. After 6 years. That's something that Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, me as a rookie, would have happened to them. Which happened to me like 5 times down in New Orleans, and I got benched.
That's right.
When Dave Remington said, get him out of here, he stinks. He's killing us.
Let's go to Dan in Seaford. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. While I was on hold, I softened up a little bit. I was really, really upset. But it is just very frustrating that you wait all year for the NFL to start. Your season's basically over after week one, after what you saw. But I'd like to ask Boomer, since is Daniel Jones just that bad? I mean, you're obviously a quarterback. You see what's going on. Is the offense Was he not calling plays for down the field and Daniel Jones just wasn't seeing the receivers? I mean, I saw a couple of passes that he actually bounced and with low passes. Were they supposed to be low? Or was he, is he that bad? I mean, I liked the guy. I gave him all the props. I always stuck up for him when people said he was bad, but now I don't know. I mean, after watching that game yesterday, he just looked lost.
Well,
he
didn't look like he had any heart.
And another thing, just to get this thing, what does he look for when he goes to the iPad? I mean, he's like a 3-year-old. I mean, take the iPad away from him. Every time he throws an interception, he goes to the bench and he's just sitting there.
I mean, that's not,
iPad.
You know, yeah, well, that's
like a Surface tablet, by the way. It's not an iPad. But I will say this. We used a word this morning that accurately describes what he looks like, and that is skittish.
Yeah.
And skittish means that he is nervous, he's rushing things, he's not processing things, he's not anticipating things, he's throwing off of his back foot, he's throwing short, he's throwing inaccurate passes. Now, a couple of passes were dropped, which could have helped, and they never, ever, not one point in time in yesterday's game were they in a rhythm at all. Yep. I never saw it. And again, like I said, number of new players are on the field together for the first time in real-time play, going against real defenses and real pass rush. And, you know, a couple of times you see balls being thrown over guys' heads. You see balls being bat down. You see a couple of nice plays by the Vikings on defense. There's no question about that. But, you know, Daniel's got to take ownership of this. And the last eight games, 1-7, he's averaged 153 yards a game. 2 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and he's been sacked 40 times. All of those 40 sacks are not attributed to the offensive line, running backs, or tight ends. A lot of that is him either holding on to the ball, not processing, or getting out of the pocket when he doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All of those things that after 5 years of being in the league, and I understand he's missed time because of injury, that stuff should not be happening. Brad in Point Pleasant. What's going on, Brad?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good, Brad. What's up, man?
All right, I got a question. I'm just going to ask it, and then I'll hang up. So what is the worst take in your opinion? Kiki Barber saying he'd take Daniel Jones over Dak Prescott 100 out of 100 times, and so would everyone else. Or BT saying Francisco Lindor can't hit anymore and should only do so from the right side. Which one's worse?
I got to go with the Tiki Barber one myself.
Yeah.
I feel bad
because I'm sure I've had something equally as horrible out there. I'm trying to think about what that may be.
We all have had something like that, but that, for that specific question, it doesn't matter what we've said. There,
yeah, I think it has to be
what other people have said.
Yeah, Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, I think, yeah. By a hair.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, BT did have Zach's back last year.
Yeah, that might, yeah, playoffs with Zach might have been the worst out of all of them.
I mean, he did text me yesterday, and it was a very nice text. I miss you on Sundays. Not
who's
the
this?
Same. BT. And I said, thanks, BT. I appreciate that.
Tongue bath spot. Oh, that is a brown nose situation. I miss you on Sundays. Come on. Stop it, BT. Come on, you don't need to nuzzle up to Boomer anymore. You're here, you're doing middays, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
You need to be kissing his ass anymore.
I wasn't kissing my ass. He was sending me a nice note. I took it, great.
Total ass kiss. You want to know why it's an ass kiss?
You didn't send me anything.
Exactly. That's why it's an ass kiss.
You didn't send me anything.
All because we don't, none of us did.
You want to play golf on Tuesday?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only text
you don't need to hear anything from me in that situation. You don't want to hear from me.
You're my guy. I figured I'd hear from you.
All right. Did you hear from Al, Eddie, or Jerry?
Al?
For what?
No, not at all.
What do you need to hear from us for in that situation?
Some teammate you guys are.
Oh, my God. Stop. You really needed that yesterday?
Like, when I leave, who's going to be the guy responsible for doing what JB did yesterday?
What do you mean?
Which one of you guys? I'll probably still be here after Eddie leaves. So I will not count on
it. Well, it's got to be. I mean, it would be me. I'd have the microphone in front of me most of the time. But that's different. I mean, like, you don't need like any sort of reassurance from us yesterday. Like, you had an amazing run there for many, many years. You
how you
Super
doing today,
Bowl.
Kid? What's going on, bud? Thinking about you?
No.
Nothing from you.
Well,
guys.
I wasn't. I'm going to lie?
Well, yeah, you were. You were thinking about me because you asked me if we could play golf on Tuesday.
I was thinking about golf. I was thinking about you.
I know where I stand now.
No, because this is the way you got to look at it, just like I said at the time.
Yes.
I mean, you had many, many years on that show.
I know.
Doing a great job. And you went out in the Vegas Super Bowl, which is the most watched in history.
I got a little ball that says this. CBS sends a little ball and it says most watched.
I actually got one of those too.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we all got them.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that wasn't even special for me.
It was not.
You guys weren't on TV.
And now you get.
Yeah, we were.
We're on CBS Sports Network.
But I mean, not on the actual broadcast.
That's true. And now you get, you know, your Sundays off and full weekends off for the first time in like 4 decades.
Yeah, like, hey, guy, how you doing?
And you're looking for us to text you that morning, but like, I miss you on TV. Like, no, we're not doing that. We got your back
Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having fun.
What, are you in the hospital? Like, I don't understand this.
No, man, I just, I don't know. Hey, can you play golf on Tuesday? Get us on here.
No, I said I was going to take care of that. Let's make sure the facts are straight here.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
All right, Boomer and Gio on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, now that we're all here, Al, you're here. Put your headset on. Eddie, put your headset on, please.
Yeah.
And, you know, September 18th, I'm doing this big client meeting, which is great. And the good news is that Ryan Hurley, the PD, the brand ambassador, just came in here, said that you guys all are invited.
Nice.
And I would like for you all to come 6 to 9 o'clock, 3 hours. And we're going to go out for a nice dinner here in New York City.
That yeah. I will not be able
no,
to
no,
make,
No, 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 you're going to be there. You're going to have to be there. No, I think you will.
Can't make it.
Maybe I can push a little, early morning warm-up show.
Early morning warm? What do you mean?
Well, like towards the advertisers.
Oh.
So maybe somebody can get some
pizza
around here.
Oh, we would like that.
Yeah, so show up.
Ah, they want to talk to you.
That's a Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
You're in, Jerry? You think I'm going to say no?
I mean, well, I am.
See, this is what happens.
Oh. No, I mean, this is one of those things that if they wanted us there, they would have asked us.
Yeah, but I want you there. I need you guys for moral support.
No. You just want
to
ruin.
No, you just want to, right.
Yeah, ruin
join
our
the suffering.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's a schadenfreude.
And none of those people want to talk to me.
Yeah, they do. They no, love
they,
you guys.
They do not. The people who come to the shows down the shore.
Do you know how many people remark to me when I'm out how much they love Al and Jerry's warm-up show and how much they love your drops in the middle of our show? I mean, that's serious.
I believe
I
that.
I mean, like, and don't sit here and play yourself down to me and be self-deprecating like you're this... You know, we all know who you are.
All right.
you communist.
We all know who you are.
You have fun with that on the 18th.
There's no way any of us are showing up there.
That's nice.
Well, there's just no way. They didn't ask us.
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, who wants us there?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't.
So they don't want us there.
No, but I want you there.
No, they don't want us there.
I want you there.
Did Ryan want us there?
No.
Ryan said I could ask you guys, and I can bring you guys.
Mm. Well, thank
it's
you.
Not the way I heard it, but...
On a leash, sure. Come on, Jer.
Right. It's the person who gets the breadcrumbs up with that little breadcrumb knife. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have fun with that.
I'm 100% not going.
Yeah. I mean, it is a little insulting to all of us that we didn't get invited to it by them.
Oh, it is. I didn't know that. I don't want you guys being insulted.
If they would have invited us, it would have been one thing. But the fact that you're just trying to drag us in to make it painful for us is a different story.
I'm not trying to make it painful for you. We're going to go out for a nice dinner. It's going to be great. You don't
have
to
pay for
anything.
You can't really act like yourself in that situation.
You guys love free stuff, and I'm sure the station will put you up at the Four Seasons down here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By the Four Seasons, do you mean the couch in your office?
Yeah, you'll be inside some five-star restaurant, and the four of us will be out there eating a goose.
Well, that is a delicacy.
Apparently. It'll be somewhere in the Rockaways, roasting up Canadian geese.
Boy. Jesus.
Oh, God. Anyway. All right, Jerry, what the hell's going on over there? Huh?
What is going on? Well, we are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Surf Pro Cleanup Restoration and Construction. Visit surfpro.com. What's going on? Some reaction from the Giant loss to move into the other stuff, including the Jets and Niners tonight. Brian Daboll, a 28-6 defeat at home, week one to the Vikings.
Obviously not the way we wanted to start. A disappointing game. A lot to clean up. And that's what we'll do.
Fine, but how do you do that?
I'm going to go back, watch the tape, see what we can do better. Obviously, there's a lot. So that's what we'll do. Starts with me.
How about the quarterback?
Will you consider a quarterback change as you review this game?
Yeah, we're going to watch everything, Pat. That's not in my mind.
I believe that was actually the second time he was asked about it. His first answer was no, and then they went back to it. Here was Daniel Jones, fans booing. Yeah, I get it.
It's our job to give him something to cheer about and to play well, to execute, and we take that seriously. So, They expect us to play well. We expect to play well. We've got to do that.
But they didn't. Dexter Lawrence, not a fan of that.
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. I mean, it just is what it is.
He did play relatively well while the guys around him.
We are an offense that puts up 240 yards, 6 points, and you have 9 penalties for 95 yards and 2 turnovers. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets.
It, and I know you've said this forever, it looked like a preseason game for them.
Yeah.
Except that it counts. And that it's not. They play in Washington on Sunday. A couple of other things around the league of note. The Patriots winning in Cincinnati 16-10. The turnovers for the Bengals, the Patriots were opportunistic. Here was Jacoby Brissett with Evan Washburn on CBS.
This stadium is stunned. Yep. I'll be honest, I'm a little stunned too. What did we not know about this team that you guys put on display over the course of four quarters?
Our heart, you know what I mean? Y'all don't know the work that we put in through these last couple months.
Definitely the most shocking result of the day. Also, the Dolphins beat the Jaguars in a last-second field goal, but the Tyreek Hill detainment before the game was a major story, as you can imagine. A couple of hours before, he took the glass-half-full approach afterwards.
You know, everybody has bad apples in every situation, you know. So I want to be able to, you know, use this platform, you know, to figure out a way to, like, flip this and, you know, make it a positive on both ends, on my end and then also Miami-Dade.
Actually, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Sounds great, actually.
Yep. Very much so. And did you see, I know you were probably out playing golf, but Drew Rosenhaus in the pregame shows.
Yes.
Like he was sweating profusely on these
teams. Hot. Then.
I know it was hot, but, I mean, he looked like he just played an NBA game 48 minutes. He was soaked. He just kept going from interview to interview to interview on all the different networks. The Cowboys beat the Browns. Dak Prescott, a 4-year extension, $240 million. Mike McCarthy, happy that it finally got itself done.
That's a big move when you can, you know, lock up your quarterback, your future, for that many years.
Yeah, and it's for...
It means I won't be here to see any of it. Jerry's going to be dead, and I'm going to be fired.
Oh, it's interesting you
I'll
say that.
I'll tell you what, they keep playing this way. He ain't getting fired. He's getting a contract extension.
They were playing this way last year. They got to win in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, like the Yankees looked great yesterday.
They looked great last year, too. That's why the whole thing is about January.
And the Browns, if you didn't notice, they look like horse ass.
Yes, they did.
Yes. Here
look like horse ass.
Horse ass.
Here was Jerry.
A big commitment to the next 5 years, to our future, if you will. There's a lot of me that thinks I'd hope Dak is our quarterback for the rest of my time.
There you go. That's him saying it, yep. Not me. And then Jason Garrett, he was his coach for a while on NBC, loves Dak.
He just plays the game at a high level. I hear these clowns on TV say he's overrated. He's not in the top 10. Watch the game. Yeah. He's an incredible football player, great leader for that team.
Wow, Jason Garrett.
Who are the clowns on TV?
I don't know.
I mean, I kind of get annoyed, too, because, you know, I've been a Dak supporter.
Yep. You have been. You have been all the time. That is true. Me, too. Lions beat the Rams in overtime 26-20. All right, get to some Jets stuff. You got the Niners tonight to wrap up the week. Here's Aaron Rodgers keeping things in perspective.
Regardless of what happens on Monday, we win. The headline's going to be, you know, we're going to the Super Bowl. We lose, same old Jets. So I think we need to get away from some of those outside themes.
Great. Go win and win a lot, and you'll get away from those themes. Brock Purdy playing against his college roommate, Breece Hall.
He's a brother to me, man, and like a little brother, bringing him under my wing and just trying to push him and want to see him be his best and to see his mentality flip and to go get after it, man. It was pretty sweet to see. And so we pushed each other in everything that we did.
And Hall saying just last week wants to be the best in the league but has a lot to prove. Going to have to go start doing that tonight.
You know, it reminds me watching those guys practice with those Guardian caps. Yeah. Julius Peppers wore the Guardian cap yesterday when the Patriots took on the Bengals in the game. And he said, why wouldn't I wear it? Doesn't slow me down and protects me, and I should be wearing it.
Julius Peppers is still playing?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I did not. Cubs beat the Yankees 2-1. Before the game, Garrett Cole was on Yes,
And he was asked about how does he avoid cramping. Remember the last time he came out of the game in the top of the going to the seventh inning?
Just got a little bit of treatment, but there was really nothing there. And you know, like Susan said, I'll have to stay up on the bananas.
That's good advice. And then Gleyber Torres made an error in the first inning that led to the Isak Baradi's two-run single in the first. He says, my bad.
Yeah, it was tough play, but if I got another opportunity, I try to make it.
Yeah, well, that is the idea. The Yankees face the Royals tonight. They lead the Orioles by a half game. The O's lost to Tampa 2-0. Reds beat the Mets 3-1 on a two-run double in the ninth by Santiago Espinal off of Phil Maton. The Mets are in Toronto tonight. They're tied with Atlanta for the third wild card, game and a half behind Arizona, and two in the loss column behind San Diego. The Dodgers beat the Guardians 4-0. Home run number 46 for Shohei Ohtani, and Yannick Sinner wins the U.S. Open out in Flushing Meadows. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Couple of good choices, but I went with, for nostalgia purposes, the guys on CBS's NFL Today, fondly thinking back to the time put in by one Boomer and Phil. Before we get off the football, Jets Niners tonight in San Francisco, but very classy from the guys on CBS, the NFL Today.
Hey, you know what? I think it's only appropriate to talk about the success that we've enjoyed on this show, and we've had two guys who certainly contributed significantly. We missed them. A shout out,
Boomer and Phil.
Boomer size.
Boomer Phil. Yeah. No doubt.
There you go. Isn't that nice? Very nice. Yeah.
You suck. Get out.
Thanks for brought a tear to my eye, Jerry.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Yeah, you could hear hearing that back. The Bill Cowher grunt in there is, you know, two guys really. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple. It's like Caveman Jerry somehow popped in there. Oh, that was great. All right. Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Build Forward Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
What was that, Friday, Thursday, or Friday we sent that email out?
Well, the thing ran Thursday and Friday, but Friday we,
sent out an email. So we put three things into that email that we had heard. We said, listen, quality control, we're picking up these things, no one else is paying attention. One is the sunny with a high of 58 that ran twice last week, and it's going to be a high of close to 80 today. So it's not sunny and a high of 58. There was also the Evan Good Morning Football, where he goes Jamie Ertl and Akbar Baya Biamia. And there was also it didn't happen today, not yet, but the it's about to come back. Your life has never been the same since. 4:30 on September 5th. And it ran on September 6th. So two of those three things on Monday still are happening. Nobody wants to fix anything around here.
Well, I'm going to fix something because I made a mistake because I was telling you guys it was Julius Peppers that was wearing the Guardian cap when, in fact, it was Jabril Peppers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For the Patriots. So, yeah, I didn't realize that until you and I were in there going to the bathroom together just talking like guys at the stall.
That's right. Yep. Peeing.
Yeah.
And
he looked over to me and he said, did you mean Jabril Peppers? I'm like, didn't I say Jabril Peppers? No, you said Julius Peppers.
That's why Jerry and I.
Jabril Peppers.
That's why Jerry and I were so confused. Like, Julius Peppers is still playing? But exactly. the way you were so like confident about it, I was like, I can't challenge him on this.
Yeah, he was one of the, I think there were two or three other players that may have worn the Guardian cap as well.
Okay. I did see that in that game, and it looks strange because they put the logo over the Guardian.
You have to put the logo over it. And the other thing, too, about that logo sleeve that they put over the Guardian cap, it doesn't allow the helmet to breathe. So it is a little bit hotter in there.
Okay. So, you know, you wear that in the winter months, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a way to make it a little bit warmer for you when it's negative 10 degrees out there in a playoff game in Kansas City. Oh, man. You know who I saw wearing that Guardian cap yesterday, too?
Who's that?
Akbar Baya Biamia.
Okay.
He had that thing on.
Yeah.
He's still out there playing. Let's go to Richie in East Islip. This is an interesting topic here. Richie, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So, Boomer, if I had your phone number, I would have texted you. Thank you for all the years, but I was glad to see you gone. I want to see a lot of other guys gone now because it's time to, you know, rejuvenate everything on the NFL networks. You can't watch any of the pregame shows. Let's start with Fox right away. They have to take the whole panel and just make it disappear. I mean, Bradshaw, I can't look at the guy on TV anymore. I can't look at Jimmy Johnson. He looks like he's coming out of an old folks home. You got Brian Glazer, the bowling ball, come on with his suits on. And he's like, Glazer, I don't know. Jay Glazer. Mm-hmm. Then you go over to the other network. You got Mariucci, who looks like another one next to Jimmy Johnson coming out of the assisted living home. Then you go over to your station, and I think they did a good job blending everyone. You know, JB's okay. I mean, whatever. The guy's got some skills. But, you know, Coward's on his way out now next because he was totally out of place there yesterday. You know, watching it all. It's like, hey, Gio, let me just say something. When are they going to make one of these fantasy shows the actual pregame show? So you can get all the eyes on the show because everyone's watching fantasy now. That's what everyone has on the TV. You go everywhere else. Every bar you go into, anywhere you go, it's fantasy now on. And the rest of it, like ESPN Network, forget about it. Rex Ryan. Oh, my God, I can't watch it. Randy Moss. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, he didn't talk to anyone. And now Randy Moss, the big speakerphone for the NFL.
Richie, it sounds like you're watching everything. To me, that's what it sounds like.
I'm trying to find something I like, and I'm sorry, I liked you for years. But you and Phil sitting across from each other with your plaid jackets on and all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm such a big fan of yours, Boomer. And I don't mean it like in any way, but I'm just watching the quality of the product on TV and how they're delivering it. And it's awful. It really is awful. And I don't understand, because I used to like these pregame shows when I was young, growing up with, you know, the Greek and Musburger and Irv and all those guys. And it was just different because obviously the media was different. But, you know, like when we're watching now, it's just like, I got to look at Jimmy Johnson and Michael Strahan wearing, what was he wearing yesterday? I have no idea what he was wearing yesterday. He was wearing a pink suit, right? I mean, the guy's such a sellout.
Richie, a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, it seems like he's watching everything. Yes, me. And I know he's probably switching around trying to find something he likes, but it's not for everybody. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I mean, he said, when is the pregame show or one of these fantasy shows going to be the actual pregame show? That's not going to happen.
There's a million fantasy shows out there.
It's never going to be like the network one, I don't think. I mean, even you said this at times when you were doing the show. There's, you know, it's a way to get you ready for the game. It's also a vehicle to make more money for the network.
It extends the time that networks can sell property around the NFL product, which is a big part of it.
I mean, they're not trying. I mean, you don't have to watch it. Quite frankly, you know, when it's a nice day out,
yeah,
and you've got maybe your fantasy lineups and you got your inactives or whatever, like, go outside and do something until the games kick off.
Yeah, but I do know that, and I realized this when I first got into it, that there is a very, very large audience that looks forward to it for whatever reason. Maybe Richie doesn't. Maybe he's looking for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But other people do like it, and other people do like the format of it. It's just, especially when you start really gearing it towards individual markets. So if CBS has the big game next week, Cincinnati and Kansas City, you're going to get more of that game, more of like discussion about that game. So those fans in those particular cities are going to be more interested to hear what needs to be said. Now, when it comes to Cincinnati, they have a problem the first 2 weeks of the season. They're 1-8 in those 9 games the first 2 weeks of the season with Joe Burrow at quarterback and Zach Taylor at coach.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, I'm sure, going to be a discussion point next week on all the networks. But it's a format that has basically been there for, what, 35, 40 years?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand when people complain about a particular play-by-play guy or a broadcaster, because at that point you're like, okay, I have to watch this game. I want to watch this game. And this guy's kind of ruining the game for you. You don't have to watch the pregame show. You can avoid that. I mean, I know Richie's sitting there and he's like thirsty for more NFL coverage, but...
But by the way, you have ESPN, NFL Network, you have Fox, CBS, you know, you have all the pregame stuff on NBC when they have their games on Sunday night. I mean, it's endless amount of information.
That is true.
And for the people that are sitting in those seats, that information, like, they'll hear it all week long, and then on Sunday, they're going to say, okay, now what do you think about everything that you've heard all week long? And you hopefully these shows give you the updates as to who is playing. So if you are playing fantasy football, you know who to play and who not to play.
Well, you should know already. I mean, honestly, if you don't know who you're playing already and you need one of these pregame shows to tell you who you're playing, you're going to finish last.
Would you have known yesterday before the game started whether or not T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase were going to play for the Bengals?
See this?
Yeah.
Cell phone.
I got you.
Don't need anything else.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.